looking at the whole situation in terms of human rights for different groups and different people are demanding, and even the government, in as far as it is trying to uphold human rights and what, I would say we're in a better position than we have been the previous years. And of course, if you take in the pandemic issue, there are some other rights, the human rights that have been violated because of the pandemic issue, lack of access to justice. Most judiciary has been locked down in a bigger part of the time, so it's difficult to access justice. Then, of course, domestic violence has increased. I would say the big problem we have now is, on the whole, is actually human rights abuse by individuals. Domestic violence, child abuse, and same for a few during election times when, of course, we had our elections.
Some opposition and civil society groups said the human rights situation in Uganda is poor because the government is using the ongoing pandemic or the fight to limit the spread of the coronavirus and its variants, including the recent Omicron variant, to clamp down on civil liberties and human rights. As a human rights defender, what is your take?
I would say yes and no. There are some rights that have been, for example, rights to assemble, rights towards rallies or meetings of political nature that have been clamped down because of use of the pandemic. Of course, the pandemic is there. Everyone can say, the majority of people understand there is a need to be careful and stuff like that. For example, you can imagine our schools are still closed. So it would, as a human rights defenders, we've tried to push to have such liberties lifted, but also there's no much appetite in the population to have to enjoy these rights fully because of the threat of the pandemic.
Talking about pushing to have the human rights of Ugandans respected, what has been the relationship between your organization and the government in terms of advocacy to ensure that the rights of Ugandans are respected?
Well, there's been dialogue, by and large, there's been dialogue, but of course, the government has been pushing very much pushing us against, especially the human rights defenders who are in advocating for human rights of political nature, right to assemble, right to what. For example, right now, DGF, which is the biggest funder, our biggest funder, is still closed. There are no current operations because of the issue of government and us, the NGOs, failing to agree on what agenda to push. So, however, there is dialogue, although it takes long. There are meetings ongoing with us and government and then the NGO bureau to have these restrictions lifted. We're hopeful to improve, but it has not been, the pandemic has not helped.
Were there any parameters or measures that you think during the discussion could be implemented quickly that Ugandans would say this was the outcome of the discussions you had with the government, for which now the government is respecting the rights of people and not undermining their rights, using the pandemic as a pretext to clamp down on civil liberties in Uganda?
I would say it's a work in progress. We haven't seen tangible results or tangible commitment from government agencies say they'll uphold this. But there's goodwill. We are hopeful.